Blog Talk Radio.
I was trying to get that music to stop. It had a microphone. Let me apologize for being about 10 minutes late starting. I'm sorry. I was watching this movie, Pyramid. I couldn't remember earlier, a few minutes ago, I should say, when Tina asked me. But I'm here. Thank you for hanging in. Let me bring Tina on and Miss Nina. So good evening. Ooh, here we go. Good evening, Tina. I apologize for my tardiness. And good evening, Miss Nina, and I apologize for my tardiness to you as well.
No problem. Good evening.
Miss Nina, how you doing? She must have stepped away.
I'm doing good, thank you.
Oh, okay. I was just going to tell you, I don't know if the chat room will be live, but anyway, you know, you're welcome to be here with us and put your two cents in at any given time because, you know, we get a little wild.
Yeah, I'm going to put myself back on hold, and the chat room is open for anybody that's listening.
Okay, will do. All right, we'll get it going. Okay, welcome everybody to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. The phone number to call into the show is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. So she'll be asking as well as answering questions, too. So we got three generations. This would make it good. And, of course, we've got a series going. It's Linus and Tina, Sex Chronicles, and this is part two today. Part one was last week. If you want to listen to last week's show, just go to www.theessenceofsuccess.com. At the top of the page, click on radio, and it'll bring up the show, and just click on in the studio. Or you'll see L&T, Sex Chronicles, part one. So just click on that. Last week's show was quite well. So anyway, let me bring my co-host forward, Miss Tina.
Yes. Hi, beautiful. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It's just the end of that damn movie. It's pretty good. I might tell Sal to record it for me. Anyway, yeah, The Pyramid. I couldn't think of it when you asked. It's pretty good. I like history stuff, so that's just me. I'm a nerd on some stuff like that. But anyway,
yeah.
Today our show... Hello?
Yes?
Yo, okay. So today our show, what Tina and I are going to be talking about is... was preparation. Now, this week is a very strong indicator of relationship, but it's not the whole lot of, but it helps. Three top things is the smoldering glands, or number two, feeling butterflies in your stomach. You can explain it. Number three, just all the way happy, just all the way around. So those are three sure finds as far as history. So anyway, and I also have some already, but let's go through. I want us to ask some questions of each other, or listen to Tina's answers, my answers, and Nina, and then we'll get to, you know, my girl, she gets down with it. Okay, so first question up, do you feel attractive enough to the other person? If you don't feel even that tiny spark on your date, then you're probably missing a key ingredient or chemistry. Which y'all say? You got to be attractive. You got to be something about. Tina had us laughing last week. Excuse me, but I'm shallow. Well, I'm shallow on that. You got to be at least comfortable on the eyes. I mean, I don't care if you're in a wheelchair, but at least be comfortable on your eyes. So I'm being honest there. Okay. Answers, Tina? Nina?
Yes, you better be wearing the hell out of a suit in that wheelchair, and them shoes better be clean and sticking up on the side of that little pedal thing. With the long.
Don't be having no baby drama. Don't stop nothing because you're in a wheelchair, let me tell you. Okay, number two question. Are there moments when everything seems to click? Chemistry means that you should feel like you can be yourself or simply having fun when you're together. Well, there's one person in particular in my life, my friend Bernard. We're like that. You know, we can get together like an old married couple or... Yeah, I'm here. You guys don't hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah,
yeah,
you guys
hear
me? Okay, anyway, the question was, are there moments where everything seems to click? Well, I was just mentioning I have a friend like that, Bernard. We can either be like old married couple, or we can be, I mean, we're not married together. I'm just saying how we act. Or we could be like a sister and brother, or just old friends. It's just, there's nothing the two of us can't talk about. So that chemistry works, you know, that, from my experience.
Ladies should understand also that with chemistry, even when you're getting ready to meet someone, eye contact. Eye contact, if you want to flirt, eye contact, looking at the gentleman for about 3 seconds, and then you turn away a little coyly, that starts chemistry as well.
Okay. Do you feel like your differences help you appreciate each other more instead of creating a distance between the two of you? Me, yes. Yes, because I dated someone with a different culture, and it really was nice. It was very nice, so, yep. And he was good-looking, too. But he was a very nice gentleman, so I say yes. What you say, Miss Nina? You know, she's been married 40 years, so she don't know.
She's the queen of chemistry. She got it and locked it in.
Yeah, I'm telling you. For life, they'll always be together. Okay, number four, does turning to each other for support feel easy and natural, or should you be able to share important thoughts and feelings comfortably with each other and expect to be understood by this person? Well, to me, that would be like you've been involved for a while. Because, you know, you don't jump off telling somebody your personal stuff. If you do, you're desperate and insecure. So, you know, maybe after maybe 3 dates, might tell you a little bit about me. But, you know, you got to get to know the person, right? Do you agree, ladies, or am I talking to myself?
Well, I think that's from a Capricorn point of view, since you got that little vault going on there. But, women, I wanted to elaborate. I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to see about the
differences.
Yeah, the differences. They say, now you can look at that from a spiritual point of view. They say that opposites attract, but we're the same. You attract what you are on the inside, our thoughts. I do believe that, and I know that from my own experiences, that you might, you know, like if someone, sometimes people, like if they have a certain amount of pain maybe like with their parents or feeling alone or whatever it is, or even if you have parents that were good to you and that were very loving, then you'll attract that as well. So you can look at it from different points of views, and that's why as we change, you know, you can look and see I dated this person at this time and this person at this time. Also with religious views and things like that, that could kind of go in your favor also. If the person isn't really strict, but they love God, you know, they can work together. But, yeah, sometimes opposite attracts, it could work out, because sometimes you don't want – sometimes a quiet woman will attract a man that's a little outspoken and vice versa. So
this is true.
That's how it could be in harmony.
Yeah, because I do believe in any given relationship there's a dominant factor.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's a little bit more concerted effort in a relationship – I'll put it like that, so that I appreciate them as a dominant factor. And it could be male or female, because there's men that are married, and, hey, they let their wives run it, right? Or some women, they let the husband take care of business. So,
speaking of that, let's put a little place mark there, because we did touch upon Camille and Bill last week. And like I said, the more that I did research.
Okay, no, go ahead. I was just reading about, okay, go ahead. Yeah, let's stop and do that right quick.
And, yeah, like I said, the more that I've researched it, I think from when I'm just on the outside looking in and us being intuitive, maybe Bill, since Camille is his manager, like I said, she's in control of the money. She said, you know, basically she made the negotiations for him. You know, she's very polished. That, now that you look at it, that relationship is kind of out of order, because maybe certain things that she was doing was kind of like emasculating him. And then unsubconsciously, he had to go and, you know, do what he was doing with other women because she was emasculating him. You know,
or
and like now
just he could have been just a freak, period.
I think it's a little bit of both, but now that you think about it, she's the dominant force in the relationship. That's why she didn't leave. She's acting like the man.
Well, she's thinking about leaving, because I just read the other day he has a $440 million asset. So if he were to split that with her, that, you know, be $220 million each, but...
If she's his manager, she earned that. So he might as well, and the other women, he might as well just call it a wrap, because those other women are going to have a class action lawsuit and come after him as well. But you know what? In a way, it seems like they're both like kind of pathological, because if she was able to stay there with no emotion, because that's not right for a marriage just for you to have, just because you want the image of it. If she is just as psychopathic as she is, and that's why opposites attract, because she didn't think about anybody but herself, and he wasn't thinking about anybody but themselves. And that right now we can see straight to their energy.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, she's known a lot more than she's admitting to, so yeah, she knows a lot. And I think the pressure is on her to do something, make a decision. Are you going to stay with this man, or are you going to go on your way? You know, I understand, who was the guy, Howard or Harold, somebody back there in Washington, D.C., the mayor, not somebody, but the mayor, I mean, his wife stuck with him until he was out of office, and she divorced him with the quickness. Effie, I think was her name.
I'm just saying, they usually have a plan in place, but I'm sorry, that was too much.
I'll tell you. Well, okay, so getting down, number five, do you feel open to sharing new experiences with your date?
You said new experiences?
Yes or no. Uh-huh.
Oh, wait a minute, you mean new experiences, elaborate.
Do you want to have that sense that even if you haven't done something before, you're more than willing to explore it now that the two of you are together? It could be playing golf to having sex. It's a new experience. Going to the zoo. I said golf. What else? Go to the NASCAR, something you haven't done before. Number six, do you feel like it's relatively easy to get closer to this person. It's important to feel as if you can relax in each other's arms with a sense of mutual trust. Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that chemistry better be there, because right off the bat you'll know, because you'll be like, mm-mm, you don't need to touch me.
Uh-huh.
Keep your hands to yourself. I carry handcuffs. But anyway.
But I want to touch upon a new experiences. Now, when you're having a fling or you're dating, you know, that's fine. You're enjoying yourself. But what I experience with when a woman is really looking for love, and when she really, when a man has exhibited the correct traits of, like, a husband or a long-term relationship, I've noticed, like, I've had children and I've been with, you know, two gentlemen, my two, you know, the children's fathers. And when I met a gentleman recently, when they are so sweet and so loving and so kind, it almost kind of makes you wish that you saved something for them. Now, that was just a thought that I had from a, you know, a spiritual point of view. You know, if you've done certain things with your mate, but it's a different type of love if you're with a different person. And I know that I have thought that. I mean, I love my children, and I was like, oh, my God, I kind of wish that I waited. So there's a premise when God says that we should kind of wait until we get married, because you don't want to wear yourself out, so by the time you do get with your husband, you've done everything in the book. Yeah, he wanna put you on the bed, and you already got it together. So, you know, sometimes you do want to save something special for that person. You know, we do live and we do have experiences, but I will say for young ladies, save yourself for your husband, and save yourself, because it's a beautiful, beautiful experience to be able to have a child with someone for the first time and experience certain things, you know, for the first time. So I just wanted to give it from that point of view.
Well, here you go then. Good example, strong chemistry between yourself and other person, but you're not really compatible.
Mm.
You know, you click on other areas, but you're not really compatible.
Mm. So, well, you know what, that has been, sometimes you can have sex with a person and not like them.
Well, there's a lot more important than whether or not you click with someone.
Yeah. That's true. You might not like the way they clean the house. You might not look. I know I didn't like the way somebody keeps us. Yeah, somebody didn't.
Knowing
get
that this person share the same values as you, too, and a similar mind, they can count 1 to 10. Let me hush.
Somebody didn't get a pedicure and asked me to marry them. I said, you know what? I would stay single rather than see them toes and smell those feet every day.
You know you're wrong.
No such twinkle toes. You can keep those little toes. And that's a shout out to my Virgos, because I know my Virgos feel like that. Oh, they definitely. Sometimes they say only Virgos can be with other Virgos. Virgos are a piece of work. But anyway.
Yeah, they are. But they do have nice bodies.
Yeah, they do. They're very nice at what they do. They're methodical. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, before I go to how do we keep that chemistry alive.
Yeah.
Let's go to that. Because then I can go on to what you brought up earlier. Okay, one is make the relationship a priority.
Uh-huh.
That keeps the chemistry going. At least just check in maybe once a day or every other day. Let a person know you are right and everything is everything.
When people are in a relationship and they're starting to come together, it seems like peace. Relationships represent a form of pleasure. You know, you should be that person's peace outside of the world. You know, everyone knows how to make their own money and take care of themselves. But that person just should be, like I said, they just should be peaceful. And, I mean, you should even have a form of love where you can sit in the room quietly, especially now with all these cell phones and things like that. But you should be able to be in each other's company and just enjoy each other's peace. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Well, yeah, the chemistry in the relationship, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you think that chemistry? I'm sorry. Do you think that chemistry Do you think that chemistry fades as time goes on?
No, I think it depends on the individual and how you cultivate that relationship. Because it can become boring real quick, or you can keep a fire on the fire, keep a log on the fire.
That's true. What do you think is the difference between love and lust?
I think lust, if you lust at first, then it's already over with, because now the emotion is gone. You've brought emotion into the mix. But it's just love from knowing each other and getting to know one another. I think that could work. Why? That's a good chemistry. If you're making the relationship a priority, I know when you're trying to get to know one another, yeah, you're calling each other, whatever. But even so after that, you know, like 3 months have passed.
Yeah.
Hey, let's have a 3 month anniversary.
Yeah,
I don't know. But you got to keep it alive. You can't just settle and let things become complacent, because it's too easy for men. And like Tina said earlier, they don't think like we do.
Mm-mm.
It's real easy for them to get caught up, and by the time they realize it, we gone. When all they have to do is like, I see that ditch digger a mile away, no.
They
get caught
okay.
up involved. Huh?
No, I was just laughing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but with women, we have to be careful, though. Women, we have to be careful, and I really suggest that women take notes of this. I mean, I know that they have their own internal, alarm that goes off, but women have to be careful because I believe that men have a sixth sense, the way dogs sense fear, and they can pick up how the woman is feeling inside, if she's confident, if she's loving, if she's marriage material. I believe that women, we also have a spirit of a wife or the spirit of a girlfriend. And we have to be careful because you have some men, I think that for the most part, men deal more with lust, and that's more of a synthetic type of love where they see you automatically, they just have to have you, they want to ravish you. And, of course, we set the tone of, no, let's go out to dinner, let's take our time in getting to know you. And lust would be a, hey, are you going to give it up? Or if you're not giving it up, I'm going to, sleep with someone else. Whereas love is someone who would take a little more time to spend time with you, going to the movies, getting to know you. But women have to be careful because with lust, it's like with men. One of my guy friends told me, I said, well, why do you cheat? He was married. And he said, I just have like an insatiable desire. He told me that once he's intimate with a woman, he said, it's like being hungry. I said, well, if you have one woman, isn't that enough? He said, no, if you have a cheeseburger for lunch at night, you might want steak and macaroni and cheese. And I was like, what? Really? So women, if you looked at it from that point of view, I was like, well, that makes sense. It's like a hunger. So women have to be careful because some men are operating in lust, and it's up to you to protect yourself to protect yourself from that. I just went through that recently where I think the gentleman more so was dealing with lust, and, I mean, he just said all the right things and, oh, I want to marry you. He just said all the right things. But you have to be careful. You have to use discernment. So that's what I wanted to say about that.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that, too.
Well,
let's put it like this. You can love someone, but it doesn't mean that person's a good partner. Or that love is enough to make your relationship last. So when you do find someone like Miss Nina and Jim,
yes,
you love and actually are compatible with, keeping that chemistry alive is important.
Yes. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now number two, cultivate date nights, regular sex and affection, as well as an appreciation for your partner. Well, Tina just kind of touched on that about sex, where one is insatiable and the other one is not. I think that is important to keep a marriage alive, that you must also be affectionate and loving sexually, too. No, you might be married 40 years. You ain't jumping up and down the sack, but once a week or twice a month, you and daddy going to call it a day. All right.
Wait a minute. I beg the difference. You said they only got sex twice a week?
Yeah. For some people, when they've been married a long time.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe even in a relationship a long time, because people become complacent instead of, like I said, keep putting that wood on the fire, keep it burning.
Wait a minute, but why? If you're living with someone every day, they don't want to touch them every day? Or are you just saying it's different forms of affection?
In different forms of affection.
Yeah, I can see it, because I'm like, oh, wait, twice a week. Okay, thank you.
No, but that's when you've been together with someone for quite a while.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe you'll feel the same from now to 10 years later and still be going 4 days a week. Some people, I'll catch you on Friday, Saturday night when I get through cooking Sunday dinner.
Hold on,
Tina. Area code 319, you're on the line with Lennis and Tina. Who's this?
This is Carolyn, just listening.
Oh, okay. Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Hey, Carolyn.
Good. Hi.
Okay. All right. You're listening to In the Studio with Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. The time right now is 6:33 on the West Coast, and it's 9:33 on the East Coast. The phone number to call into the show is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. And y'all usually talk to Miss Nina on Sunday, so go on in there and shout out at her. She'd be glad to hear from you. Okay, so as you know, we're running a series right now. Me and Tina, we're doing the Sex Chronicles, hashtag 101. I say number, but anyway, 101. And we're on part two. First one, last week we talked about preparation for a relationship. This week we're discussing chemistry. You know, how do two people, do you know if it's going to work or glance or whatever? But we've been covering a lot. So you may find the same thing to be funny and the same things annoy both of you. You find things to talk about with each other, even when there's nothing going on. You know how to get each other out of a bad mood in a way that no one else can. You have a secret language that only the two of you share and understand. You can give each other looks that signify things which no one else would be able to relate to except you and your partner. Now, I know everybody must do this. I don't care if you're married or not. You give that look like, it's time to go. Haven't you done that, Tina?
It looked like if you don't drop that plate, nobody's thinking about that food right now. I'm ready to ravage you, okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did I say? Oh, no, you know how to get each other out of a bad mood and ways. No, that's not it. You can give each other looks that signify things when no one else would be able to relate or to accept your partner. You know how you'd be somewhere, you're like, I'm ready to go, or did you see that? You never given, you know, when you've been out with your man and given little looks or something like that? No? Okay. All righty. Well, anyway, let's get out. Tina, are you still there? Where is that girl? She going in and out?
Who, me?
Tina. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes, here I am.
Are you back or you're out again?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm here. Okay, now what did you say? Sorry.
Okay. I was discussing, you can give each other looks that signify things which no one else would be able to relate to except you and your partner. And I was laughing because I said, oh, yeah, it's happened. You don't even have to be married, just dating someone. You just give each other that look, either it's time to leave or did you see that? Did you see what she was wearing? Or are you guys?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely,
No, I was just going to say, this is the chemistry between you that, you know, you two pick up, you're like, oh, yeah, we were clicking about that. Yes. You know what the other person is thinking, whether either of you say a word. Oh, yeah. I've had that happen plenty of times. Mm-hmm. Girlfriends and boyfriends. All right, now let's get into, because Tina brought up some stuff earlier, so let's get into the spiritual, the penis, and the sickness. So let's
you said
get into
the
spiritual. Let's get into the spirit. Okay, let's get into the penis. We'll do the spiritual laugh. The angels are laughing.
Yes. Okay.
What you want to say? You're the one that brought it up.
Oh, okay. So we're going to, okay. Okay, well, ladies, we're going to talk about the different sizes of the penis, and I think we touched upon the size matter. Now, it's according to your experience, you know, everyone has
chemistry.
Different chemistry and different requirements. But when it's that time for you to want to enjoy yourself, you know, we need to really look into the Kama Sutra and the tantric sex, because every woman has like a different canal, and that's how she would be able to enjoy herself with the different meats. Women also have to be careful, you know, because the vagina is a muscle, so it conforms to, you know, your mate, and, it, you know, muscle has memory. But now we also have to get into the psychological part of it, because you have some brothers who aren't really blessed, and they think that they are blessed. So, you know, women... You have to get into the length, and then there's girth. And these are some things that our, you know, mothers didn't talk to us about. You know, our family didn't talk to us about. Some of us just learned it in conversations with our girlfriends or older women talking to us. Some of us learned things in college. So, and women,
that's
I think.
True. Do you want to scream or do you want to moan having sex? You know, you do need to know that. But do you do for your chemistry? Yeah, that is important, because maybe, you know, like I said earlier, you two could really rap and talk and have a good conversation, and maybe that could be the selling point. What is he like in the bed? You know,
well,
when you get
you know,
down, you're like, I waited 3 months. Go ahead.
No, you should do a hand test. You said you waited 3 months and found out that somebody was
a little short.
What one of my girlfriends said, she said that when we were in college, she said that you should do a hand test. Now, ladies, we're not saying that you have to be fresh, but, you know, you talk to them and you can flirt, you know, touch their chest, touch their stomach when you're talking to them, put a hand on the shoulder. But, you know what, for the most part, men are always physical and they're always thinking about sex, and they all think that they are, you know, packing. So if you say something, even when you first start talking to them, you know, in a safe place, like, oh, let me see, let me just feel it, they actually will let you feel it. Now, I'm serious. If you just take, now, ladies, I'm going to give you, I'm not a penis connoisseur, but I will give you a little tutorial. Now, what happens is, now, if someone is, okay, you maybe have like the little, like maybe, you know, the 6 inches, and then you have some gentlemen that are like, you know, 9 inches and above, you can get a ruler, you know, to get the visualization of what we're saying. But, but now when you kind of feel it, you know, I'm assuming, I'm not a man, but I'm thinking that some men, now if they're really holding, sometimes their penis will come down on the side of their leg, you know, and if they're really holding, it'll be like, you know, mid, you know, the middle of their thigh, and you can kind of, you know, feel like if they have on sweatpants or boxers, you know, you can kind of feel it. Some of the other men that are holding, they will have, like, their penis will be to the side. Like, it'll feel like a little baby's arm, like, to the side. You can feel the thickness, and you can feel it. Because I know that that's what my son father used to do. He just put my hand there, and I was like, oh, okay, I see what you're working with. And another thing, if they're holding, then sometimes their penis will be mangled in their drawers. So when they have the rest, So when you have to wrestle, now that's a good sign. When the brother has to wrestle his own penis and his own drawers, that's somebody that's holding. Now, if the brother could just lay it to the side with one finger with the right hand and be on his phone with the left hand, you might want to bypass that brother, because he's a...
Kibbles and bits, ladies. Kibbles and bits.
kibbles and Vince might want to keep it going. And let me tell you something else, ladies. I would suggest, again, with your friends, since we live in an information age, that you should start having conversations, because once you get involved, you know, it's kind of intimate. We're emotional. You know, we think about the man's feelings. We don't want to hurt his feelings. But experience that I just had, the person wasn't really holding. He had he was a nice-looking guy, you know, muscles and everything. But the penis felt like, you know, those little rollers that we putting out here? You know those rollers, Linus, that you tie down? That hold the curl to the side, the son's one. So in his mind, you know, we ended up having a conversation that we were real with each other, because he thought that he was holding. And I'm like, no. Now, my son's father is the size of the remote control. So you know how big the remote controls are, ladies. And with this one, with that little sponge roller on the side, it's like missing girth. Now, girth, if you women don't know, if anyone doesn't know, it's the circumference. Linus, am I getting to the physics of it?
Oh, yeah, but go ahead. Because there's a little, it's the circle around. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the circle of it.
She's trying to teach y'all. Go ahead.
No, because the reason I'm saying that is because with this guy, I was really, you know, getting ready to have a relationship with him, and he's a really nice guy. I tell you the truth, I really don't care about sex, but he had the nerve to, you know, be picky. And I'm like, wait a minute now, hold on now. You're talking about us being in a relationship, but you have the sponge roller penis. So you can't really be picky with that, ladies. So, ladies, I think that you need to know yourself and know what you want, because sometimes we get caught up in the emotion, but men are physical. If they don't like something or they don't like chemistry, they will leave. And you still need to have that same confidence to know what you want when it comes to relationships. And sometimes it can be awkward, because the sex talks, we really don't have conversations about sex. You know, it just happens. And then that's just something private between you and that gentleman. And that's the purpose of this show. And that's the purpose of this forum. Because another thing, too, I was dating this guy that was 6'4", and now all of this is after I just broke up with the guy for 11 years, so I don't want y'all to be like, she a hoe. I'm not a hoe. I'm just telling, you know, some little experiences. So this one guy was 6'4", again, with a big muscle, so I'm getting ready to, you know, we're getting ready to do, so I had my hands on him. Now, when I put my hands on my son's father's penis, it's like I could put one hand on top of the other, and my fingers don't touch. Like, there's room between my index finger and my thumb. So when I was with this guy, the big 6'4" guy, and I went to put my hands on there, it was small, and it wasn't even, I don't even think I had two hands. I only had one hand on it, and he told me to be gentle. Linus almost whipped his ass. I'm 5'4", and he's 6'4". And this ninja said, be gentle. I almost left out the room. I almost came over to your house, Linus. How you gonna tell me be gentle? That was the purpose of talking to you, because you're big. You 6'4". You can lift up a couch by yourself. And you had the nerve to whisper, gentle. Gentle shouldn't even be in your vocabulary.
Okay, you better be playing the tambourine at the church.
Come on, y'all. He's talking about be gentle. He lucky I was thinking about my mother and them, and like, I shouldn't even be doing this, talking about some be gentle.
He only knew.
Yeah, and ladies, you also have to be careful too, because the guy that I was just talking to, and I told you, he said, first of all, when we were talking, I didn't even ask. Now, men are visual, so you have nowadays where people date, they like to send out penis pictures, and you have to be careful, because some men are ready to send out penis pictures on the first, you know, conversation. Like, first of all, what makes you think somebody wants to see that? Who wants to see that? Now, we can feel it, but if you act like we're taking it, hanging it up in our living room, we're putting it on the refrigerator, nobody wants to see a picture of your penis. And ladies, you have to be careful, because the guy that I was just talking to sent me a fake penis picture. He went on Google. This nigga went on Google Images.
Everything you see on Instagram.
He went on Google Images and had the audacity to send me a penis picture that I didn't even ask for. And I had the nerve to receive it after I came off my prayer card. See, that's what I get, because I shouldn't have been even talking after the prayer card to get a picture like that. But, and then he had enough to not even be the same size as the penis. So, ladies, you got to be careful because probably in his experience of dating different women and he wanted to be flashing his penis every so often, somebody probably told him that it was small. But how dishonest is he for him to send out a picture like that? Because when I saw the picture, I said, ooh, because I think everything is a remote control because that's all I know. So I said, ooh, you have a remote control. His answer, he had a low self-esteem answer, and that's when I should have known. I said, ooh, you got a remote control. He said, oh, no, I don't. I should have hung the phone up and blocked his number then and there. Now, I had to call Leonard all day and all night asking questions about him when I had the answer. So, ladies, that's all I just wanted to say. Don't be afraid to have these conversations with women and maybe even some of your guy friends because it's a little awkward once you get in a relationship. Mm-hmm. But women, we will stay with somebody with a little penis. We'll stay. But they have the nerve. If it's not something they like, they will leave. So, women, I'm just saying, own your power. Own your sexual power after you've done the right thing spiritually and prayed and got to know each other. But don't be afraid and that's why women get sad because women will settle. Like, oh, my gosh, I wasn't even pleased. Or they fake orgasms, but yet the man will go on.
Yeah,
let them gain weight. Yeah, they'll gain weight or something and go right on to somebody else. You'll be sitting there, no, I didn't spend 22 years with this little penis Pepper, and now he off on somebody else? I don't think so. So, thank you, ladies. I just had to give that one.
But that's true. That's true. It's like you done put all the work in on the project, now the project gone to something new. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because they're not really emotional. Men are loving. Yes, they are. Now, once they love their wife and their family, that is, but for the most part, when it comes to sex, they are not emotional. So I would suggest, I was going to stay with my friend with the little, what did you call it, the sponge roller penis?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to stay with sponge roller penis, but I had to tell him, you have a little penis with a big man, you have a little one with a big man, a big D attitude. They need to get that together. So thank you.
Okay, now we got to touch on this where we go. The other one was spiritual and the sickness, but, yeah, let's touch on spiritual, but also the sickness because the chemistry, what if you're dating somebody, and I want to say this right quick, and something happens, maybe they get in an accident or maybe they get sick. Maybe something happened, they get sick. Maybe they have to have knee surgery or something. Who knows? Would you still have the chemistry to stay with that person and find out, go through it all, or would you like, well, I don't want to be with anybody that's, going through health problems, or even somebody with children. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
As far as chemistry, if the guy has children and you have children, it'll work out fabulously. But what if the woman hasn't had a child and only the man, I got the hiccups, and only the man has the children, now what? But you might be clicking chemistry till it gets to that point, well, I think I'll introduce you to my kids, and the man could be going, okay, all right, but he's just looking at, hey, I thought it was me and you. No, we come as a package, mofo. So if you saw me and I told you I had kids, we come as three,
Well, just expand upon to expand upon that, people should make sure that their children are well-behaved and they talk to them before they get in relationships because you just brought up good point. When you do get involved with someone, first of all, with women, when you're dating, every man should not meet your children and every man should not meet your vagina. That's number one.
Nope.
That's the dating process. And another thing is that there are questions. Yeah, but there's some questions. We probably should put that up next week, Linus. At least like maybe 20 to 50 questions that people should ask in the beginning because sometimes people can waste time. When you're dating, you meet that person's representative. You could be high off love. You could be coming out of loneliness or, really attracted to this person. But you still have to kind of think logically because people waste their time. And that's one of the questions that people should ask, too. Like you said, if the woman doesn't have children and the man does, you need to know, do you want to have more children? Because that's something that comes up in couples therapy later on because it was assumed, oh, she doesn't have children, but she knows that I have children. And, vice versa. She may, have children and may not want any more, and then you meet a man who doesn't have any children. Do you give him a child? So there are some hard questions that have to be answered sometimes. And Another thing, ladies, that you have to make sure that you can communicate with this man, because sometimes women talk more to each other in their single friends than they do to the man. So.
And it works reverse, too. Another man will pull to another man before he tell the woman, unless he's been with that woman for years, they've been married or what have you, and then, of course, he's going to express things to her that he would to another guy. But, yeah. But you do need to go to the root of the problem and talk to them. I get so upset sometimes when I see women going off about a man, and I'm thinking, he's grown. He controls his body.
Going off about what?
Don't get mad at that woman. Go after him. Yeah.
Well, that again, it goes back to chemistry, like we were talking about, you know, hygiene last week. That's something that could be a big thing, you know, in relationships as well. So you have to communicate with them, because sometimes it could be the smallest thing with that man that may make him go to another woman. And in relationships, we have to be flexible. You know, it's a constant forgiving every day. I'm quite sure that people who have been married for years, they know that they have to forgive. You grow with that person, it's a friendship. And some of us now, I'm single, because if you drop a fork, I don't have time for it. But for those other people who have the patience, it takes a lot of forgiveness, a lot of communication. You really should have God at the root of it. And, you know, that's one of the keys to success. So sometimes people have to decide, do they want a relationship or do they just want to have fun?
Yeah. And you know what, you brought up a good question. What if you meet your mate in church?
Oh. Okay.
I mean, come on, because you can meet your mate anywhere, in church, outdoors, picnic, Starbucks, Lord knows. You know, there's a zillion of places. But what happens if you meet that person in church? Are you going to remain celibate until you decide, is it chemistry? Are we going to work out? Are we just, you know, wait till later or after you've dated 2 or 3 months, you decide, okay, we're going to go on and do this. Can you remain celibate that long? Or even would you? Because you're both part of the church. Like, would you? I know
well,
God
we
said propagate, but...
I know, but we need to get a man's point of view, because I know that, I'm wondering sometimes, I know that I've made my mates wait a long time, at least like 3 or 4 months, and I'm wondering, we need to ask guys, do they sleep with other women during that time, or are they really by themselves?
Well, you know, one of the things that we're going to discuss next week's show is about worthiness.
Yes.
Because some people don't even feel like they're worthy enough to be in a relationship because they've had so many bad ones that they've kind of given up, you know, kind of went in a depressed state and like, well, I would know a good guy when I see one. No, you wouldn't, because you're not looking in the positive direction. You're looking negative. You know, it's your choices. You know, some women, they marry a guy and he's a drug addict. Then why do you get involved with another drug addict, your next man? Do a 180-degree turn. Same with an alcoholic. If your husband was an alcoholic, you damn sure don't need to get with another alcoholic. You want to go the opposite direction. You drink? Yep, see ya. You don't drink? Okay, I got time. You know?
We need to look into that because some of that, most of that is psychological, and that sounds like codependence, because to be involved with someone with a habit like that. And then, if someone dated one person like that and then they left them alone, but to keep going for a person like that, then that's something that's psychological. Because, you know, for the most part, you know, you like certain people, but not to keep picking a person like that with certain issues, that's psychological.
Because you're magnetizing these individuals to you.
Yeah. Now, who would want a person?
That's what I'm saying. You want to make. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, who would want a person like that that can't really deal with reality? And then have that. No, that's where prayer comes in, and friendship, you know, and being supportive. So, I believe that that's psychological. Because when I believe that we have high vibrations, like we're laughing and joking and we're having a really good time. Yeah, it's about vibrations. It's about the frequencies that we're putting out. So as you know better, you do better.
That's true. That's true. I'm excited, though, about next week's show. It's going to be really good. Well, okay, we covered the spiritual, the penis, and, the laughing and joking. We didn't talk about that, the chemistry between two people.
Oh,
that's very
awesome.
Important, because that's even healthy for you. to be able to laugh and joke.
That's on the top of the list, because you should be, like, that's where friendship comes in. Oh, my God, you should be able to have fun with your mate. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. And whatever your form of sense of humor is, and that will help during the trying times to be able to get through it. Like, you know, we will make it through it, be able to make a joke about it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the keys to having a successful relationship, because it will see you through.
Yep. I know, but some people, they're like, well, why you say that? They be so sensitive. They come up with the drip stuff. I'd be like, God, now you're acting like a blip. Come on.
Well, you know what? It must be sensitive. Yeah, but even some women, when they are sensitive, and I be thinking to myself, oh, I don't even know how a man could deal with that. I'm a woman, and I'm like, oh, you my friend getting on my nerves. So I can't even imagine the clinginess. That they feel. But I know that when people date, you should have things in common. You should take up hobbies together. I know another thing, if your man works out, you should work out too. And then this way, when y'all feel like working out together, it's something that could come up. Because what happens is when people get involved and they don't have similar hobbies, then they end up getting upset. Oh, he's always at the gym. Oh, he's always this. But if you did those things with him, not saying that you have to spend all of your time together, but whatever percentage of the time is, then you guys could grow together. But if not, you know, if you don't have those hobbies or those things in common, then they can grow apart. You kind of have to watch God, because they'll be right at that next place meeting somebody else.
I'm telling you. Well, I'd like to thank Ms. Nina for working the chat room today. We do appreciate you. Thank you, Carolyn, for calling in. And Tina, of course, my co-host, the very best, was so good. We hope that you learned from today's show and that you'll join us again for Sex Chronicles 101 Part 3. And like I said, next week we'll be discussing worthiness. And there'll be a lot under that particularly. So bring your pens and your pencils. And if you miss the show, be sure and go to my website, because you can hear this show probably about an hour's time. It'll come right up. All right, I'm going to let Ms. Tina say goodnight, and thank you, everyone, even all the listeners around the world, for joining the show today. Go ahead, Ms. Tina, say goodnight.
Thank you, beautiful people. Thank you for joining. We use wisdom and humor, but always put God first, have a relationship with God, and always pray and ask God to protect you from the choices that you make. I pray that today is one of the best days ever, and that you just have, and that the angels protect you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay.